Good morning. It's Mitch from Glasshouse Country and Mulaney News and The Sentinel. It's great to be back for another week. Our big story this week is the proposed $2.6 billion Infinity Planet development that's proposed to be based on what's currently farmland at Elimba, right alongside the Bruce Highway and a few kilometres from Elimba train station. I guess, if nothing else, it's caused a lot of, conversation among the public, and we've been digging into the development application that was lodged on Friday, so we'll have plenty more information coming to you this week on both papers. Also in the Sentinel, Metro North Health has completed its Caboolture Hospital scanning review controversy that was happening, and they've said that all 21,000 scans have been reviewed and cleared by a team of specialists, with all affected patients now contacted. Somerset Regional Council and City of Moreton Bay, they've undertaken this multi-criteria assessment for a rail trail connection between Woodford and Kilcoy. They're just doing preliminary work on that in terms of costing and how that might all come together, but that'd be great to be able to connect the two towns that way. We've also got a nice story about the Zonta Club of Caboolture. It's joining thousands of Zonta clubs worldwide to paint communities orange as part of the annual Zonta International 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violent campaign. So plenty are going on in the Sentinel this week. Over at Glasshouse Country and Mulaney News, we've got the inaugural Mulaney Farm Fest that's on this Saturday. It's going to be a huge event. There's 85 exhibitors. There's 25 speakers. It's free entry. It's just a great way of getting to know more about regional Queensland and especially the Sunshine Coast hinterland and Moreton Bay area. So come along to that. That's Saturday. That's 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. We've also got a story about new plans for the Mulaney District Park that's going to include potentially a mega slide, amongst other things, including a lookout and plenty, I think, for everybody. But those plans are sort of getting well underway now, and it's going to go back to community feedback pretty soon. We've also got a story about anti-quarry group, the Save Our Glasshouse Mountains group. They're attempting to raise up to $600,000 to fight a court appeal by Hanson, which is wanting to double rock extraction at their Glasshouse Mountains quarry. That's now going through the courts, and Sogum are a respondent to that particular court case. So there's plenty going on across both papers. Pick up a copy from Tuesday this week, and I'll be back again next Monday. This is Mitch on 101.5. See you then.